As far as funds go, it's huge. It's about $73 billion at the end of December of last year. And given Wisconsin's history of raiding funds or using one-time fixes to balance the budget, it seems like a worthwhile question to ask, especially with the next budget at least $2.5 billion in the hole.
That question being, is it safe? Can they raid it?
Right, and it depends on how you define raid. I mean, if by raid you mean reach into the fund and take out several hundred million or billions to balance the state budget, probably not. Former Governor Tommy Thompson tried to do a variation of that in the 80s, and the court struck it down and made the state pay it back with interest. If you're talking about taking money that was scheduled to go into the fund and using it before it gets there, that's a different story.
And there are people talking about that, especially Scott Walker, Republican for governor. He has a plan that would make employees pay their own contribution. Right now, the state pays both its contribution and the employees' contribution. We asked Scott Walker about this and suggested that, you know, this was a union bargaining matter, and he said, well, that's true, but it could be worse.
Well, it goes back to the alternative is to go down the path that we've seen even with this current governor, and has more furloughs, more layoffs, more job reductions. But the reality is you can't have wages and benefits here in the public sector and the people working to pay the bills having benefits here. There's got to be a balance.
Now, in response to Scott Walker or anybody's plans to tap into the pension in any way, the head of the largest state employees union had this to say to us. Marty Beal said, now, every time there's big money, everybody wants to steal from the pot. This is one pot that should not be stolen from, he says. In the end, it will cost much, much more for taxpayers than whatever money they use to pay the debt down, because when people retire, the money has to come from somewhere. Now, of course, if Scott Walker got his way on this, it would just be a matter, according to him, of state employees making their own contribution.
Right. It'd be coming out of their pockets instead of, you know, coming out of this fund. But it's not the only way that the fund gets money. The state also pays the employer contribution for these employees. And in some states with serious budget troubles, for example, New Jersey, the states have said, we're just going to skip that payment this year. We're going to take a holiday on these payments. It's an easy short-term fix, but it ends up costing big over the long term.
What about here? You think it would happen here?
Well, we asked the campaigns if that was something that they'd consider as they balance the next budget. Scott Walker's campaign gave us one word answer, just said, no. Republican Mark Newman said he'd consider issues like these as a part of a bigger review of the budget, but he's against raiding funds. And Democrat Tom Barrett's campaign said raiding funds would not solve Wisconsin's deficit, and the last thing we need are new debts. Barrett would focus on eliminating pension bonuses for elected officials.
Now, we do know we did a little number crunching, got some numbers from the Department of Administration. If the state took a holiday from paying into the pension for 1 year and employees paid their contribution for 1 year, it nets about $200 million, so it's not like it's solving the whole mess.
Yeah, and, you know, that's real money, obviously, but not going to go all the way towards fixing that $2.5 billion budget shortfall.